The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Did you see Bullwinkle's Rocky? That's number one. Number two, Jesus, the great offender of people's sensibilities. Have you ever also got stuck praying short? We're going to discuss that as well. And what three letters can change your life?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk where God does not poll. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current event. Did you get that? God does not poll. See, God does not go, well, I wonder what everybody thinks about this. That God doesn't care. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770, 972-445-0770. We got trivia, we got prayer requests, we got praise reports, whatever you want. Just remember, any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First on tap today, let's give a shout out to very own Pamela Melchiono.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie.
That's Melchiono. Okay, for real estate needs, real estate questions, real estate thinking, real estate strategy, real estate, I don't know, maybe I want to sell, maybe I want to buy, maybe I want to buy, maybe I want to sell, maybe I want to sell and buy, maybe I want to buy and sell. Here's the bottom line. You want to get in touch with Pamela. You can reach her, now watch this, theblessedrealtycompany.com. Not Blessed Realty Company, theblessedrealtycompany.com. Four words, theblessed, B-L-E-S-S-E-D, realty, company, dot com. Theblessedrealtycompany.com. If you want to talk to somebody about real estate because you're just not sure. Now, if you are an absolute expert on everything there is in real estate and have absolutely no questions, you can still call Pamela and talk with her as a fellow real estate genius. How about that? 817-505-5541. 817-505-5541. But in case you don't remember that number, theblessedrealtycompany.com. She also has a link on davidspoon.com. Makes that kind of easy. Let's get into it. I got a lot I want to cover. It is Monday. I think it's the 24th of June. Does that sound about right? Yeah? Okay. I know we got July 4th coming around next week and stuff. But before we get into that and into the teaching, which, by the way, I'm going to do something I've never done in the teaching. I'm actually going to speak to you out of the Greek text in one of these, plus also give you a commentary response on some of this Greek text. Kind of fascinating stuff. Get to that in a minute. But first, we have to deal with the first things first. Our winner on Friday, remember that person that called in on Friday and won the trivia? There wasn't an announcement in regards to a prize, right? John was our winner, right? So I said to my wife, okie dokie. Usually what I say. I told him he'd get something. So let's make sure we can get him something. So I suggested like a $10 gift card for food or something. I thought that John might appreciate that. The wife said, "Boy, you are cheap." To which I replied, "And your point?" See, if you're Jewish, you would think that's funny. But anyway. Bottom line is, she got him a gift certificate. Now, remember, this wasn't announced. I don't know. I left it into her hands. Remember, all things are final through me, I suppose, until my wife gets involved. She sent him a $25 card from Lowe's, which was like, wow, that's pretty good, right? That's pretty good. He's going to be a pretty happy guy, I have a feeling, you know? Unless he has a project he didn't want to do that somebody wants him to do, and then he might be bumming because now he has to do it. Now he's got no excuse not to do it. That's not my problem. That's his problem. Let me tell you what happened to us Friday night. Now, I don't typically tell everybody on the show what takes place with me on my weekends, because the majority of my weekend is spent doing what? That's right. I got it down to a routine. Friday, I do the front of the house because it's smaller. And then Saturday, I do the weed eating in the back of the house. It's exactly what it is. Good job on that one. And that's my workout. I usually go to the gym Thursday, Sunday, and Monday. So I'm working out or exercising something like 5 days, taking 2 days off. Friday night, it was a little warm. I don't know if you knew that or not. It was a little warm. And we're sitting there and we're watching some television. Now, I am going to say this, and if you guys get offended at this, I'm going to be very disappointed. But for those that don't know, in my past, I was a volunteer chaplain for the Flagstaff Police Department. Not the only one, but I did volunteer. I still actually have my badge where I had a beard. I had like a big bushy beard. My son has like a huge, you know, like I'm from, you know, the Robertson clan kind of beard. I didn't have that at all. And facial hair on me doesn't look good. It just looks bad. But anyway, I was one of several volunteers as a chaplain. So I always have that. A little bit of a kinship. And the reason why is the church that I pastor in Flagstaff had police in it. And we would sometimes do a special Bible study just for the police and so on. So it was cool, right? So every once in a while, without people freaking out, I watch that show Live PD. You ever see that? Ever heard of that? It's Live Police Department. They do like eight different live thingies on Friday and Saturday nights for the police going around. And so we watch that from time to time because I find that fascinating. I mean, I've been in a police car, believe it or not, prior to being a chaplain. let me redefine this real quickly. One, I've been in a police car several times prior to being a chaplain and then prior to being a Christian. All right, then number two, one time I went on a ride along with a friend. And he was running into a kind of a situation, and I was a little more buff. You know, I was like, you know, 6 foot, 210, no fat, pretty, you know, buff looking. And there was these four guys, and he's like, he said, "Come out of the car with me and look tough." I'll never forget that. I'm thinking, dude, you have the gun. Anyway, so we're watching the show, and I get a kick out of it from time to time. It's fun. And then they always do these little wanted segments where these are the people that are wanted, and they were showing this guy, and he's a kind of weird looking guy, which is fine. And they show this guy, but they talk about his pet. This is what I want to talk about. They talk about his pet because he apparently, according to them, was feeding a pet squirrel some drugs. And so the squirrel seemed highly agitated. I will say the guy went on social media with the squirrel sitting next to him, and he's petting the squirrel, and the squirrel's not doing anything wrong, unless he was on a different kind of drug or something. And it did. So it seemed a little bit conflicting. But at the end of the report, and I didn't even catch this, my wife did, they describe the squirrel. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You can give me a description of a guy that I would be looking for maybe in a store like a Walmart or, you know, some kind of food store or something. But I'm not sure giving me a description of the squirrel is going to be real helpful in the scenario. Squirrel has, denim jeans with some Jack Purcells, slick back hair. Dude, it's a squirrel. I'm pretty sure you don't have to give me the looks and the definitions of the squirrel unless he's got like a jagged scar mark on his face and he goes by the name of Teeth or something like that. I don't feel that they're helping is beneficial. And my wife was going to point it out. It's like, hey, make sure to get the information on that squirrel so that the next time you're driving around in the state of Texas, in the small state of Texas, and you come across a squirrel, you can pull your little list out and compare it to their description of the squirrel. And then if that's the wrong squirrel, the right squirrel, you can call the police. I just thought, who's going to look at that squirrel and go, oh, that's the one. That's the squirrel. Yeah. See, it was those kind of things. And you think, well, that just seems all ridiculous. Right. We laughed, I think, for 10 minutes. It's like, who's going to do that? I think that the description things and how they help things is great. I don't think anybody's going to bring that guy in through the squirrel. If I'm wrong, I will publicly apologize to the police department and Live PD. But I got a 20 that says I'm not. I'm just saying. You know, if I was a betting man, I'm not a betting man. But if I was a betting man, they describe the squirrel. Well, he's got a pink little hat, has a little cane, goes around with the name Huggy Bear. It's like, okay. Apparently, I'm the only one that thought that was funny, but that's okay. It's part of my life. When we do return, because we're going to go out just a few minutes early, when we do return, we're going to look at a massively interesting text in Mark chapter 6, first couple of verses, having to do with Jesus not doing many miracles. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
One of the most frustrating experiences a person can go through is having body pain. It's also difficult to watch one of your loved ones go through that same type of pain. Since we moved to Texas, my wife has quite a bit of bodily pain. Knowing that my wife is getting better because she's going to Dr. Brandon Brown, now that's a true blessing. I share with you my recommendation for Dr. B. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 972-454-9362. I've entrusted him with the care of my wife, and I'm confident that any person who listens to our radio show will get the same type of quality service. And by the way, it's Migraine Awareness Month, and that pain in your head could be from your back. Get in touch with Dr. B and find out. Go to his website at drbrandonbrown.com or call him at his office, 972-454-9362.
Not wanting to miss a moment, talking about the moment, with Kurt Warner.
Everything looks like you shouldn't go forward. You know, you can't take another step. You know, Peter, you can't step onto water. You just can't do it. Where we've got to step towards that faith, and we've got to trust God that he's got something awesome for us. And there's no question that that's an underlying theme in this show and in all of our lives, is that we've got to step out in faith if we ever want to be what God's called us to be.
The David Spoon Experience. You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. weekdays at 2 on God Country Texas, 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I don't know if Gary is out there listening, but if you are, hello, how you doing? I do want to do a read for somebody who's coming into the studio tomorrow, Jamie Blumenthal. Morning, morning, President, CEO, and CFO of Retirement Strategies and Solutions. I think he would take all those titles, except I don't know what his wife Nancy, which one she would take. She might take all those too. 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667. Their URL, their website, retiretherightway.com. RetireTheRightWay.com. Plan right, retire right, retire the right way. They're talking about doing the best you can to make preparations for what's coming. You know, and I know, and we all know that you can make those plans and you can ask the Lord to bless those plans, but all those things are still in the palm of the hand of the Lord. But in our stewardship, we should do the best we can to work out what we're able to when we have that capacity. And whether you're just starting out, you're in the middle, or even at your end of retirement position, if you want to make sure that you have safe money, no-so money, you know it's safe, that this is the person you want to talk to. They really operate with the higher principle of understanding that what you've worked for has great value, has great time and blood, sweat, and tears invested into it. And if you're looking to protect it in certain fashions, they can help you do that. And you want to make sure you don't come up short in your planning. RetireTheRightWay.com. That's the website, RetireTheRightWay.com. If you meet with Jamie, he gives you his book. He's got a book that he sells on Amazon, a great book. And it's something that he gives every client or every potential client. You don't have to sign up with him to get the book. He'll be glad to share it with you because he's got a heart like that. He's going to come in tomorrow. We're going to get in depth on a few things that are going on because the economics change in our society. So your planning and your strategy has to change as well. RetireTheRightWay.com, 800-287-1667. Okay. Get ready. So we're going to do a trivia question, okay? Now, again, I am not announcing whether there's a contest in this or not. Do not play the trivia game strictly to try and get contest money because I just can't pull it out of my pocket every day. It's costing me quite a bit of dough just to do what we're doing. So here's the bottom line. You are welcome to answer any trivia question at any time. If you were a winner, you can only win once a month. That's on the honor system, even though Wonder Julie has a list. So we're going to honor, we're going to believe that you're on the honor system, so we're going to trust but verify. That's, I guess, how that goes, a little Reagan-esque. Here is our first question, trivia question. Ready? How many people walked on water? How many people walked on water? 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Just play because it keeps everybody sharp. That would be the main reason. If you get a prize out of it, cool. Don't forget website David Spoon Media, Facebook David Spoon Media, email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Try to make it as easy as we can. Now we're going to get into some theology and some intense word review. Okay, this is coming out of Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6 out of the NIV says this. Jesus left there and went to his hometown accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. Where did this man get these things, they asked. What's this wisdom that he's been given, that's been given to him, that he even does miracles? Isn't this the carpenter? He's Mary's son and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon, and aren't his sisters here with us? And they took offense at him. What? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us? And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, only in a hometown among his relatives and in his own house is a prophet without honor. He could not do any miracles there except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them. And he was amazed at their lack of faith. Two enormous points. Number one, the people were offended at Jesus. The people were offended at Jesus because Jesus is the great offender of people's sensibilities. You see, in the beginning of the show, I said something that was really important. I mentioned how that God does not poll. God does not sit there and say, well, you know, the culture is shifting, so I think I'll just shift my truth to make sure that the truth coincides with culture or with what man wants or what the polls say. God doesn't care about the poll. God doesn't care about offending sensibility in the context of his truth is not going to change because you get offended by it. It's not going to happen. So these people were offended that Jesus was who he was, doing what he was doing. They took offense at him. Even though they could recognize he's got incredible wisdom, he's got amazing activity taking place, he's doing miracles, and they're like, so what's this miracle that's been given to him? This wisdom that's been given to him, he even does miracles. Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this this person? Isn't this this person? And they were offended. If Jesus offends you, you got problems. In fact, Jesus said, blessed is the person who is not offended by me. People are like, well, you don't want to be offensive. That's all Jesus was. He was offensive in the religious areas, and he was offensive in other areas. And you think, well, that's not how Jesus was. That's exactly how he was. To try and change it to fit our culture is one of, you know, Jesus wasn't into this bubble wrap theory. Well, let's wrap everybody up in bubble wrap and make sure that our words don't hurt anybody that we say them to. Jesus split people off left and right. Yeah, you're not going to go in, you're not going to go in. Wide is the trail that's going to hell, narrow is the path that comes to heaven. You don't like it? Tough. That's what Jesus said. He didn't get, well, let me reconsider because it's not polling well. What are you talking about? And then there was this other thing that's so amazing. I had to pull the Greek up just to talk to you about it. In verse 5, it says he could not do any miracles there except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them. And he was amazed at their lack of faith. This is something that's a big key. There's many commentators that say, well, it wasn't that he couldn't do any miracles. It's that he wouldn't do any miracles. That's 100% wrong. I don't care who told you that. It's wrong. The Greek word is ouk, O-U-K, edneto, which is E-D-Y-N-A-T-O, dynamin, D-Y-N-A-M-I-N. Not is oak, edneto is able, and dynamin is work of power, which is where we get the word dynamite, right? What does dynamite do? Right? He was not able, edneto, he was not able to do works of power. Why? Because of the people in their unbelief. He could only, look what he could only do. This is what's amazing. He could only lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them. Kind of like almost an afterthought, if you're following. Listen to this commentary. It's really good. And it's from somebody that doesn't even believe that healing takes place, which is what's the most amazing thing. It's from the Cambridge School of Bible for School and Colleges. It says, no mighty work, literally no power. He performed some miracles, but not all he would have done because of their deep-seated unbelief. His miraculous power was not magical. It was an influence which required and presupposed faith. Did you catch that? It was an influence which required and presupposed faith, which these people would not operate in, so they limited the abundance of what Jesus wanted to do. Why am I bringing that up? I want to make sure that's not you and me. You think, what are you talking about? I want to make sure that if Jesus wants to do more, we're not putting a limitation. We're not putting the oc ed neto dynamin in place. We're not the ones restricting. We're not the ones saying, God can't do that. I won't believe it, in the sense of doing great things. This had to do, by the way, specifically with healing. Now, I'm not promoting prosperity gospel. I'm anti-prosperity gospel. I'm anti everybody gets healed. I'm anti everybody gets financially blessed. I'm anti all that stuff. I think all of it's ridiculous. But I am pro scripture. And in the scripture, Jesus wanted to do more, but because of where the people were at, was restricted to just minor healings. And my concern is that in opposition to the healing nut job people that get up there and make a big show of it and have twirling bow ties and do little dance sticks and stuff like that, in opposition to that, we go too far the other way and not recognize anything that the Lord's doing, and that's just as bad as going the other direction. In fact, the other direction is probably better, because at least sometimes something gets done. The bottom line is, are we doing something restrictive? Are we believing? Are we limiting? Are we putting a cap on what the Lord wants to do? Now, by that, I don't mean add 10 zeros to your checking account. I mean, are we limiting the things that God wants to do because our faith is so low? Are we not able to believe, or do we believe but have so much doubt clouding the belief that things don't get done? Do we start on top of the water and then quickly sink? That's the question. You can come back and examine that, because there's a passage that really, a couple of passages that really challenge us in that. I just don't want to be that guy that tells the Lord, you can't do it because I said so. That's terrible. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Wow, look at that hail!
Wow, look at my neighbor's car!
Wow, look at your roof!
Uh-oh, it's time to call John.
John? Who is John? The apostle?
No, silly, he's our brother in the Lord. John from the Blessed Roofing Company.
You know the name of your roofer?
Not just his name, but his number, too.
What?
469-BLESSED. That's 469-BLESSED, because the answer to my roofing problems is in their number and in the company name, the Blessed Roofing Company. Get it?
All right, let me get this straight. You know the name of your roofer, his phone number, and his company name off the top of your head?
And his website, theblessedroofingcompany.com. A roof over my head needs to be blessed, and his name and number and website are blessed too. In most cases, you can get a new roof with zero money out of pocket.
Well, now I know where I'm going for all my roofing needs. Whether it's a new roof, roof repairs, or free inspections, I'll call John at 469-BLESSED or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com.
With the Blessed Roofing Company, you've got it covered, because reliability starts at the top.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Is because heaven is not some statuesque place where people go there and then freeze. Wait, I'm in heaven. I'm standing. Nope, I can't sit. Wait, no, I'm in heaven. I'm sitting. No, wait, I can't stand. Where does that kind of concept of heaven come from? Well, is he standing or is he sitting? I'm going to go with he's doing both. He's standing on this one. He's sitting on this one. Over there, he could be doing a Scooby-Doo act. I don't know what he's doing. All I know is that heaven is not about frozen people that don't move. And if we don't get a better handle on what heaven is, we're going to lose our communication of our hope to a hope that's based on 72 virgins, which guarantees you after 73 times, it's not the fun it was the 72 times. It's so ridiculous. And that's the hope we're not winning on? You have got to be kidding me.
The David Spoon Experience.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. But I'm really nailing down the here in Texas thing. I'm really starting to like that. We do have a trivia question online. How many people walked on water? How many people in the Bible, I should say, walked on water? 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Don't forget website, davidspoonmedia.com. It's also davidspoon.com. davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And then Facebook, David Spoon Media. Let's give a shout out to Dr. Brandon Brown. Dr. Brandon Brown is the director of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson. I think Noelle's going to see Dr. B tomorrow. She's been doing better since he's been working on her back, so she's not like going, ow, ow, ow. Actually, I got to go in because I've been doing so much mowing and so many other things like lifting weights and running and stuff like that, that I'm starting to feel a little extra pain take place on my back. So that and all the ridiculous garbage I seem to carry around in my life seems to be a load on my back all by itself. Here it is, the Chiro Extraordinaire, Dr. B. You can get to Dr. B by going to his website, drdrbrandonbrown.com. DR for doctor. Brandonbrown.com. His number 972-454-9363. I will tell you that he's a chiropractor doctor. So if you're somebody that's gone through neck pains, shoulder pains, migraines, Noelle's had a problem with her leg, and I know you're going to think I'm crazy, but it ended up being connected to her neck. She got some work on it for about 2 months, and that problem went away. And then whenever it flares up, she knows exactly what's going on. She's out of alignment. It's like boom, boom, boom. 972-454-9363. Dr. Brandon Brown. He will actually be in studio this week for the first time. Woo! Woo! That's my fake siren. Woo! See, you like that? Woo! Okay. Let's get back to this because I know I'm going to get some trouble and I will get some emails saying, you know, you're a false prophet. You know, just so everybody can understand the difference between teaching, different teaching, disagreement teaching, and false prophet. Those are two different universes. You understand, a false prophet is somebody who's trying to purposely lead people away. Baptists will often think that Pentecostals are false prophets, and Pentecostals will often think that Baptists are false prophets, and the people that say all that are just not bright. That's my comment. And you're thinking, that's insulting. Oh, well. You still have to forgive me because that's the requirement of Scripture. But the bottom line is that people see things from a different perspective. There's nothing wrong with that. That's substantially different than a false prophet. Now, having said that, I want to make sure you understand where I'm coming from in this communication. I think there is a restrictive element for believers engaging with the Lord. What I mean by that is there is a reality to you operating in a certain level of faith. And in that faith, I think we can that's what's the word I'm looking for? Tighten the flow. I think that's really the way I might say it, is tighten the flow, restrict the flow for what the things that the Lord wants to do. In the sense that we don't believe he will do more than the bare minimum. Which is really kind of funny, because in order to have faith that pleases God, we have to believe that he's a rewarder of them that genuinely seek him. And the problem is that if you think that God is obligated to you, but just at the bare minimum, I think that speaks more to your image of God than it speaks to his actual biblical image. So let's look at a passage in the Old Testament so we can see if this is, you know, riding in both the old and new. 2 Kings 13, verse 14, Elijah was suffering from an illness from which he was going to die. Jehoash, king of Israel, went down to see him and wept over him. My father, he cried, the chariots and the horsemen of Israel. Elijah said, get a bow and some arrows. He did so. Take the bow in your hands, he said to the king of Israel. He had taken it. Elijah put his hands on the king's hand. Open the east window, he said. And he opened it. Shoot, Elijah said. And he shot. The Lord's arrow of victory. The arrow of victory over Aram. Elijah declared, the arrow of victory over Aram. You will completely destroy the Arameans and Aphek. And he said, take the arrows. And the king took them. And Elijah said, strike the ground. And he struck it three times and stopped. And the man of God was angry with him and said, you should have struck the ground five or six times. Then you would have defeated him and completely destroyed him. But now you will defeat him only three times. And you think, wow, that's such a weird story. Even I think it's a weird story. But I think the principle is pretty obvious. He took three arrows and shot him in the ground. And Elijah was like, why didn't you strike him five or six times? God would have done five or six victories. You could have wiped him out. And the reason is because he was a three-arrow guy. So are you a three-arrow person, or are you a five- or six-arrow person? God will do more than we think he's going to do. How do we know that? We know that because that's what the Scripture says. You think, what do you mean that's what the Scripture says? Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. There is a reality that this is you and God in partnership. But my question on your side of the partnership is, are you restricting God? I think there's some areas in my life that I've done that. I don't have any, it has nothing to do with salvation. It's got nothing to do with any of that. It's just got to do with how I engage with God. When in Psalm 81:10 says, open your mouth wide and fill it, are we opening our mouth kind of wide? I used to think of this. Now, this is terrible. Whenever I heard the expression from Psalm 81:10, open your mouth wide and fill it, you could think of like putting marshmallows in there, right? Now, I have a big mouth. So if I open my mouth, I'm looking for a half a bag of marshmallows to go in there. But if I only open my mouth a little bit, they're not all getting in there, because it's like you got to push them in. But you know what I'm saying? You got to open your mouth wide. And this all has to do with expectation and this confidence. And I think it all connects. And I believe scripturally I could easily bear this out, but it all connects to how we think of God. Do you think God is stingy? Do you think he's, you know, kind of like the guy that opens up the wallet and says, yeah, well, I got a 20 and I got a 10 and a 5, but here, have a single. I'm asking you, I'm using that illustration to make this point. It's not all about money, but it is how God responds to us in prayer. It is how our faith level is. I'm pretty sure you can go through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and see probably 15 times where Jesus chides the disciples for not having enough faith. It's not that they had no faith, and it's not that you and I have no faith, but it's almost as though the Lord wants us to have more faith, because our limited faith seems to be limiting. And maybe we have faith just for a short while. Maybe that's another problem. Remember, I just taught on this story about Elijah and how he was looking at the clouds and, you know, he told his servant, go look, go look, go look, go look. And there was nothing. There was nothing happening. And then finally there's a cloud the size of a man's hand. And he looks at that and he goes, that's it. It's all we need. Here we go. And it's like, I think we're not that good in the sense of believing that the littlest thing can come from God and turn into something enormous. There was such a flood and such a rain, you know, it was overwhelming. All from the size, a cloud the size of a man's hand. I think our problem is we're more restricting. We don't think God will do or even wants to do. Again, I can't emphasize this enough. I'm not talking about some kind of prosperity thing. I think where I'm really struggling with myself and with other people is I think we have a terrible perception of God tied to the stinginess of people around us, the world, authority figures, parents, whatever. And we forget that God is so generous that he gave us Jesus Christ. I genuinely believe that's a problem, that we're missing something. Like, we think God loves us. But again, there's like a restriction on that love. Well, he loves us, but now that he's gotten to know us, maybe not as much. Or, well, he loved us in the beginning when everything was like a honeymoon period, but now I think there's a miss there. I think that's misunderstanding. I think that's a miscalculation. I think it's not biblical truth. And sometimes we operate, and I do think the enemy's a part of this. I think that the enemy's in there going, oh, the Lord's not going to do that. I just don't see God saying that. Oh, I'm not going to do that. But I see Satan going, no, God's not going to do that. See, you see that difference? I think God loves us. If I could give my kid abundance when he asks me, if my kid needed, you know, help with something, I need like an hour, Dad. If I can give him 10 hours, I would. Because I love him. I'd like to give him 10 more brain cells. But I mean, that's one thing has nothing to do with the other. I'd still give him what I could give him. My grandson could ask for anything. He's going to get that. Right? I'm not going to go, well, I don't know. You know, you're only two. It's like, I don't know. I just sense in our system there's something maybe a little tightening. I think it has to do with Satan, and it has to do with man's religiosity. God doesn't want you to bless you. Funny, it doesn't look that way when you look at him giving us Jesus. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break. Come back, talk about three letters that'll change your life.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has three children and almost five grandchildren. He has three separate ordinations from three different denominations, and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Whether you're buying a new home or selling your current home or both, you want to work with somebody who's completely committed to the process and believes it's as important as you do. The answer, Pam Melchiono, president of Blessed Realty Company. In real estate, there are people who get involved to make a few extra dollars. There's nothing wrong with that, but if you're interested in working with somebody who's committed to the process of treating people like family and approaching real estate the way that would be best for you, the answer, Pam Melchiono, president of Blessed Realty Company. With every client, she sees an opportunity to honor the Lord and to do the ministry He has called her to do faithfully. For her, it's not a job, it's a calling. The answer, Pam Melchiono, president of Blessed Realty Company. Call Pam at 817-505-5541 or visit blessedrealtycompany.com. Have a meeting with her at no obligation. She'll be glad to help you and will do whatever she can to be a blessing.
Oh, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Liking that. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook David Spoon Media. Bing, bing, bing. We do have a trivia question. How many people in the Bible in the New Testament walked on water? 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. If you're wrong, I will tell you. Oh, I promise. This segment brought to you by our original sponsor, even before the show started, our very good friend, John.
Big John. Big John.
Did you get a lot? Did you guys get rain yesterday? We got a lot of rain yesterday.
Oh, it stormed last night.
It was a big storm,
windy,
right?
Windy, heavy wind.
Heavy, heavy wind. They said up to 70 miles an hour, right? Like 69, 71. It was big.
Yeah.
Right? All right. You might have some roof damage. Not to freak out. Give John a call. You can get a free inspection. How much? Free. Roof replacement, roof repair. If you're not sure, why don't you have somebody get up there and look? You probably don't want to put a ladder up there and go up there yourself. You want somebody that does that for a living, kind of knows what to look for. That would be John at The Blessed Roofing Company, theblessedroofingcompany.com. Now, their number, his number, their number, whatever. How does that work? Doesn't matter. 469-BLESSED. 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 You could be a free, it's free inspection. You could have free roof replacement. You could have free repair, either direction. Depends on what's going on, but let somebody look at it who knows what's going on and isn't trying to cheat the system, but to do it right and do it right before the Lord. 469-BLESSED. 469-BLESSED. Tell him you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, and you could get a free snow cone if you visit him because he owns the snow cone shop right next door. There you go. Heavenly snow cone. All right. Let's last call on the trivia questions. You know, some people I know they're thinking it's a trick question. Not a trick question. How many people walked on water? 972 in the Bible, in the New Testament, in the Gospels. How many people walked on water? 972-445-0770. And now let's do three letters that will change your life. Are you ready for the three letters that'll change your life? Now, this portion I'm going to read out of is Lamentations. So for those that are maybe not familiar, you got Isaiah, and then you have Jeremiah. Then Jeremiah wrote Lamentations. Then there's Ezekiel, and then there's Daniel. They call those five books the majors or the major prophets. Okay? Then everything past Daniel to Malachi is the minor prophets. That's kind of the breakdown that people have given it. I don't think it's really an accurate way to tell, but it is, you know, kind of like a post that you can mark so you can see what's going on. This is in Lamentations chapter 3, and it is the section that's normally taught on, but I want to pull something different out of it, if that's okay. You've heard this before, but I want to see if you caught this one element. It's a very encouraging element, Lamentations 3, 19 through 24. I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. So in this text, in Lamentations, you'll be aware that there's in verse 22, because the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. Some translations will say mercies never fail. It's along those same lines, that same kind of mindset. And compassions or mercy, either one is going to work just fine. I want you to go back up, though, where we were at verse 19. It says, I remember my affliction and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. People go through afflictions. I'm not sure at what point we've lost that mindset. There are times where you go through afflictions, and there are times where you go through wandering. Except for Jesus Christ, there is not one person that has had just the absolute perfect journey, that everything was in absolute obedience to God in every moment. I remember my affliction. I remember my wandering. It reminds me of the children of Israel wandering in the desert to what should have taken 6 to 8 weeks, took 40 years because of sin. The bitterness and the gall. And there are people that have bitterness, and unfortunately, some of us remember the bitterness all too well. In fact, verse 20, I well remember them. That's what Jeremiah said. And my soul is downcast within me. Why was his soul downcast within me? Because he was remembering well his affliction, his wandering, his bitterness and gall. You think, yikes. Verse 21, yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. There it is. Three letters that will change your life. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Y-E-T. Yet this I call to mind. On one part of his mind, he's thinking about the wandering, the bitterness, the affliction. But there's another part of his mind that has hope. And it's in fighting competition, or it's in battle against the one. The bitterness is in battle against the past victories. And they're fighting. Yeah, they all had the same thing you and I have. That old man, new man thing going on. Yes, of course they do. And then he says this, yet this I call to mind, therefore I have hope. These are three letters that will change your life. Now, why does he have hope? B says why? Because of the Lord's great love. That's why you have hope. Because of the Lord's great love. Because of the Lord's compassions. Because of the Lord's faithfulness. Because he never fails. What you perceive is just too much, too long, and such a drag can be nothing short of God setting up too cool, too awesome, too graceful. In this context of Joseph never knew that being sold and being falsely accused and being imprisoned were going to be bad, but he also didn't know he was going to be third in charge of an entire country. One was set up on the, and it was set up that way, by the way, so he could be there to protect Israel as a nation. One was set up to be an extension of grace and mercy to a whole nation of people. Probably didn't feel that way going in. Often doesn't. But what we do get to see in Lamentations from Jeremiah is that the compassions and the love of God, well, they're new, and because they're new, in other words, it's not just the past that he's done it, but they're continually being renewed on an ongoing basis, and we can count on God's love, we can count on not being consumed, we can count on his compassions, that they're new. And because they're new, you don't have to just live in past victories. You can also live in future expectations of the graciousness of God. That's what the Word teaches. And he has a conclusion. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. In other words, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. If the Lord is your shepherd, you don't need anything. He's your portion. He's everything you need. Gives a conclusion. Therefore, what do you mean? Therefore, in conclusion, I will wait for him. Why? Because most of us get antsy. Antsy in the pantsy. We just like, do it now. I want patience and I want it right now in a pill that I can take. But the conclusion to understanding that the yet is in route is waiting for God. I don't like to wait. Neither do I. God doesn't say, hey, do you like to wait? If you don't like to wait, I will never make you wait. I'm on your side. No. If God didn't want people waiting, he never would have let red lights be invented. That's all I'm going to say. Therefore, I will wait for him. Because he's going to do what? Something new. And that new is going to manifest his love. And that new is going to manifest his compassion. And it's going to manifest his faithfulness. So I'm going to wait. I'm going to trust. I'm going to fight against the, you know, affliction and the wandering and the bitterness. And I'm going to say, God's been faithful before. He promises to be faithful again. I'm going to wait. Because he says he's going to help. That's what he wants. Three letters will change your life if you use them. Y-E-T. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Don't give up on your hope. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Till the first time he heals someone or turns some water into wine.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.